got him. We're dealing.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. It's January 21st, 2020. And this is the regular Curie Beach Town Council meeting. We have Reverend Williams for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. Reverend Williams, please.
Tools that
they need to make the decisions here tonight. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's have a prayer.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Reverend Williams. Okay, we have the approval of the consent agenda. If you would please review the items, and are there any recommended changes?
Make a motion we approve as presented.
Second.
Motion and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Consent agenda is approved, as noted. Adoption of the agenda. Is there any changes to the agenda as described? I do not see the candidate for... Okay. I do not see the candidate for the alternate for the planning and zoning.
Make a motion we table to the next meeting.
So may have just been confused in the back and forth about the meeting tonight.
Okay. All right, so we will move that to the next meeting, which is section 2 on item 5. Any other changes?
I'll make a motion we adopt the agenda with that one change.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Discussion and consideration of persons to address council. We have an individual to address council. Dennis Loading. Okay. Please come forward to the podium. State your name and your address. And I apologize, that must be Denise.
It's Lennis.
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 No,
okay.
Right, but you're pretty close.
Okay.
I've had the
failure of eyes.
I've had the opportunity to meet several of you after the swearing in at your last meeting at the social next door. So I'm looking at some familiar and kind faces, and I appreciate you having me back. My name is Lennis Loving, and we have a cottage at 318 3rd Avenue North. The purpose of me being here to make this presentation is to request a correction of a disproportionate water bill as compared to what I normally have, which is $60.11. And I would ask that as we go through this, that you retain any questions that you might have until I've kind of moved through, and that way we'll save some time. Normally, as I said, my bill is $60.11, but the one that we received that is in discussion here tonight was for over $1,000. I had paid $43.90 toward the October 31, 2019 bill from an overpayment of a previous bill the month before, which should have reduced the bill that I had. But what we now have is a bill for $590.90. And so I would like to request some type of compromise on the approximately $600 bill. What I had expected that month was a bill for $16.02 having prepaid. So this is an issue that resulted from work being performed in the neighborhood regarding the installation of meters by the city contractor. When we found out about this situation, we immediately got in the car when we were alerted to it, and to drive here, and we contacted our irrigation installation company for an evaluation, and he consented to come after work. It was late in the evening, and I have just a brief statement that I'm going to pass out to you. May I approach?
Sure. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Maybe you could just pass this down. I think that's what I'm supposed to give you. So on October the 24th, 2019, Clovia Irrigation came to the house and evaluated the sprinkler system at my house at Cure Beach. And Mr. Clovia opened the main valve box, inspected each part by running his finger over the top of the valve seat, and removed sand deposited there from the city water supply. When he inspected each sprinkler valve, he removed the sand deposits again from what was supposed to be potable water, drinking water. This corrected the system, and the trash in the water caused a valve to be held open, and so it evidently was leaking. When I arrived at the and 318. I had my boots because that amount of water is enough to fill a swimming pool. And so I got out and I got my boots. And when I stepped on the ground, it was not soggy, it was not soft, it was hard. And so I thought something is happened inside the house. So I went inside the house expecting a flood. This amount of water that we're being charged for is enough to fill a swimming pool. Clearly. And what I found on the interior of the house was no water, but I had a commode that was full of trash. It was foaming kind of consistency. It had a lot of sand in it, and it was orange. So try to investigate why I would have an orange commode filled with orange water and orange sand. I contacted several people that are plumbers and that do irrigation and that understand the city. I talked to one here in this town, and he said clearly you have received some type of chemical. There's a glue, a paint that goes around, and it's orange, that goes around big pipes when they install water systems or sprinkler systems or do things to towns to replace meters. And so I've had a couple of people tell me that that's why I had an orange commode. I don't know that for a fact. I haven't experienced that. My experience has been as a developer of senior housing. My husband and I have built 30 across the state. So I've had some experience in construction, site selection, and this type of thing. So I'm not a complete novice here. But I'm not an expert either.
Lennis, if I could ask you, yes. Said your normal bill is $60 and 11 cents.
$60.11.
Okay, and you said the bill that was sent you was over $1,000.
Well, that bill, because no one was in the house the entire month, no water was run on the interior of the house, the bill was reduced by $400. Let me give you the right amount here.
I can actually find that out by talking to Arnold.
Well, the bill was reduced to around $460 because no water went in the it was run from the house, therefore no water went in the sewer system.
Okay.
So that was reduced, leaving $560.60.
Okay, so the bill so, right now is $560.60.
Right. And there's an additional $20 for late payment. So my tower, anyway, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So what we're discussing here tonight is some kind of a relief for that amount. You know, when I had gone before city councils, it's never been for $600. It's been for millions of dollars. And I'm embarrassed to come and ask you this in some ways. And in other ways, I feel like I'm representing the citizenship because this should not happen. That water did not go onto my property. Had it gone onto my property, I would have been able to see the results of it. in my yard, and instead what I saw is brown grass. Bushes from my sprinkler system that clearly were not getting water. It has not been like that ever because I've... this is a camellia bush that you just can hardly kill. It really doesn't need much water. This one is more sensitive. This one is a bush that... it's just an average bush. This one does not require much water, and this one requires almost no water. So I don't know if you want to pass those down, but that's just showing you that I didn't have that amount of water going in my yard. Had that amount of water gone into my yard, I would have had not had my yard with dead bushes. So that's the way I read it, and then walking onto the side.
Okay. I would tell you, Linda, that the way we normally do this is, so your request is that we take a look at the 560-60 and come back to you. I know we talked about this in the past, and there was time has gone by, and I will tell you this, that I and another commissioner will sit down, we'll take a look at the information that you've provided, and we'll take a look at Arlen, we'll look at what the opportunities are, and we will be back to you by this Friday.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Is that acceptable?
Here's a letter from Bob Dobie. The city suggested that I, and there's enough for everybody there, and here's his bill from coming to the house. He went there three times to check. He is a contractor, general contractor, used to build houses. He's an older man now, not as old as me, but he's an older person. And so he went to the house to be sure that there was no leak of any kind. And he said there's neither currently nor in recent past is there any evidence that there's been any property, any water on the property to that amount. So I'll just give you his letter of what he said about that. I'd like to close by saying, you know, when you have somebody else's property in your care, business law says that you have to take better care of it than of your own. And when Vanguard went into my property, had there been water flowing, they would have had the duty, the legal duty, to report them. And that was not reported, nor has it been noted anywhere. So, my feeling is that because of the problems that have happened on my street, occurred at 310A, where the water system had very low water. There was another one across the street from that had sand in their system that it took a full 10 minutes to get it out. Another homeowner said their water ran orange for more than 10 minutes, and that was at 310B. At 313A, the city had to clean all of the debris out of the kitchen closet, remove it, replace some of those things out of the washing machine had to be taken apart because it was damaged. The kitchen and the bath faucets had to be removed. At 313B, the neighbor had no water for 6 days. Right in my neighborhood, you know, about that far. The neighbor had no water for 6 days, had to shower at a friend's house the entire period of the time. And then at the intersection of M and 3rd Street, you guys probably know this, everything had to be replaced. And now at that home where they had no water, they've had to replace the hot water heater. We knew enough to come in and flush everything. I don't anticipate any problems with my washing machine or with any of my materials, anything, because we know how to take care of it. Another neighbor said that they didn't have problems because they have a filtration system and all of their filters, which they have four in their home, have been replaced and it was full of debris.
Lennis, what was the time frame of this?
We came down on October the 24th, 2019.
Okay. If you would put your phone number on here so I know how to reach you. And then we'll move on.
Okay. And here are the pictures that's referenced in Mr. Dobie's presentation. The city had asked that I sent anybody there to do research about it, and that's why I stated that. Normally, the last 8 months, the city sent me the program of what my bill had been over a 13-month period. And of the 13 months, 8 of the months was $60.11, and the remaining 5 months was $153.89.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for listening to me. I really appreciate it. We love Gary. We have property here. We have 5 lots here, and this is probably somewhere, as we wind down our business, that we would look to retire.
If you would please write your number down here. You should never be afraid to come speak to us, and we should never be afraid to give you an answer.
And I'm sorry I'm so long-winded, but I don't know how to do it more shortly. I appreciate you.
Just Lillian, just one question. We talked in December, and you were going to email me all this information. Did you do that, and I missed it, or you
didn't
do it?
Well, I emailed a letter to R. Arlen.
Okay.
And I also, and I
I'm just asking when we talked in December.
I did
we
not
agree.
Email
you, okay, I just want to make sure I hadn't missed it. So that's
well, I talked to someone about
that's fine. If you didn't, that's
your
fine.
Your duties here, asking. And they said to me, you know, just go down and
that's fine.
Give them a
that's fine. I thought you were going to, and I just want to make sure I did not miss it.
Right.
So
well,
fine.
I appreciate you remembering me.
Oh, I remember. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Let's see. Now, we have changed to the regular agenda.
Make a motion to change again if you need to do something.
I was going to, John needs to leave. I was going to see if we could bump planning and zoning up next so he could speak and
okay.
Exit to another meeting he has to attend.
Okay.
That's okay with everybody?
Yeah, we're going to discussion and consideration of committee business. We certainly can bring up planning and zoning. Now, we took item two because Kathleen wasn't here when we went ahead and did the
agenda.
The agenda. However, Kathleen is here now, and I guess I would like to have a motion to go back to the original agenda.
I make a motion we return to the original agenda as presented.
We're going to move five to first?
Yeah, we'll move planning and zoning to first under discussion and consideration of committee business.
I'll second that.
Okay, so we're moving planning and zoning number five to first, and we are putting item number two, which is the interview of Kathleen for the P&Z alternative role. So any other discussion on that?
No.
Okay, we have a motion. I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, John, are you here as the planning and zoning rep?
Nobody else is here, yes, sir.
There you go.
Lenny?
Confusion on whether or not we're going to have a meeting.
Lennis? I'll let you go back to where you want to be.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what you have in front of you today are text amendments to Chapter 10, which has to do with our parking on public streets and driveways, and also in Chapter 13. This is really a text amendment to clarify the ordinance to help me with code enforcement responsibilities. And so this is something that P&Z member Tim Richardson, the P&Z attorney and I worked on together, and this is what we came up with. And so you'll see on Chapter 10, anything that's in red, those are the proposed changes. Like I said, really just clarifying what a public right-of-way is, where it's located, and what can happen within that right-of-way.
Okay.
So for this, do we need a public hearing before we can adopt Chapter 10? Andy, do we need a public hearing? So we need to set a public hearing.
Okay, so we'll need to set the public hearing then.
Yep. You disagree, or I'm asking, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, P&Z attorney said we did not.
Okay.
Let me say this.
Sorry I asked.
In 19, your zoning here, we're required to have a hearing, unless you're not, but okay. We've always done it because we wanted the public to know we're changing the rules on you, on parking and all that kind of stuff.
So it's historic for the town, but not a legal, it's not a legal requirement, it's historic for the town.
Correct.
Okay. Then I'm okay either way, so.
John, I do have one question.
Yes, sir.
I sent a note to the other gentleman here, but I did not include you. I apologize. Up there in the public right of way, without limitation, sidewalks, planting strips, traffic circles, utilities, and/or median planting strips as part of the definition of a public right of way. Then when we get down to talking the proposed parking in the public right away, it says
plantings.
You may not have plantings in your front yard in the public right away, abutting the front yard. Must be clear of any obstacle, impediment, plantings, and structures. So we say the public right away includes a planting strip. But now I can't have plantings in that strip?
So that definition for public right-of-way is an existing definition. The only thing we're adding to that is that private property does not extend to the street edge.
That's right.
But once again, that is a public right-of-way, and that's for use by the public. Public is the town or its subcontractors.
Right.
So that's why that's, outlined what it's used for or could be used for. And as we go down to the Section A that you referenced with the other redlining, clearly telling property owners that that's not your property and you cannot plant anything there. So what I tried to do was distinguish that. That's our property. We can put it there. It's not your property. You can't put it there.
Okay, so you can plant, but I can't.
The town can plant.
So if we go around my neighborhood with my real strict HOA, which we have discussed many times in this forum, and take some pictures, we've got a lot of people that need to start removing plants.
Yes, sir, we do.
Okay.
You also got a strip between your sidewalk and your...
Well, we don't have any sidewalk. Street.
You don't have any sidewalk, but where you have a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the curb or the street, I consider that a planting strip, and you plant grass, but you don't put bushes and stuff in there within the right way.
Well, I think that's John's point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Is you can't plant a tree there.
Correct.
Because and Jimmy would appreciate it.
But that's where we get into this legal stuff about, you use the word planting, well, I can plant grass, but I can't plant a tree. Well, planting, why don't we make it clear?
Andy had his hand up over there.
This issue came up many years ago, and the board back then decided, well, what we'll do is this. We're going to enforce this, but if an individual wants to plant something, and we can be assured that it's not going to obscure drivers or whatever, and if they understand that it's our property, they would get a permit to plant it. And you might run into some of that. I don't know.
I'd just like to point out that most of this wording is already in the ordinance in other locations. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to include it in the parking ordinance since we're having so many problems with parking since the ordinance changed to about a year and a half ago. So this is not really new language. It's just including it in a different section that makes it easier for us to point out and say, see, this is why we're telling you this.
Well, when you're out and about sometime, and it doesn't have to be anytime soon, would you cruise by my location and see if I'm out of regulation?
Sure will.
There you go. Great question.
Oh, don't worry. It wasn't matter.
Appreciate
fact.
You guys now.
Okay, John.
Moving on to the other amendment. That's merely, as in Chapter 13, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of this language is already in Chapter 13. We wanted to add public right-of-ways to the list of areas that are listed in that ordinance, 13.02.060, so we change.
Any questions for John on that one?
Chair requests to approve both changes, right, John?
Yes, sir, it is.
And so, Andy, it's not illegal, but it's a change from what we've done in the past to approve this without a public hearing, right?
You can go ahead and do it.
That's fine. Okay. I make a motion we approve as presented. Second. Unless the council's got discussion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All right, then let's have a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, John, it's unanimous for the changes.
Thanks, sir.
Well, John, one thing.
Yes, sir.
On both of those, you have Nancy Avery instead of Mandy for at the bottom. You got to fix that. Okay.
We had no clue.
Yeah, gotcha. Nice job.
Okay, we have the second portion of planning and zoning. Kathleen, would you come front and center, please? Or actually, join the podium. Podium. And just state your name and address.
Kathleen Zielinski, 714 Settlers Lane.
Okay. Kathy, you have been recommended by the Planning and Zoning Group to take the position of alternate on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Now, that position of alternate is not a voting position until it becomes a full position.
I understand.
Would you care to tell us why you would like that position?
The alternate position?
Yes.
Because it would prepare me to be fully involved with planning and zoning. And I would like to be involved with planning and zoning because I love Kerry Beach. I plan never to move from here again. And if there's any way that I can help as the town grows and develops, any little input that I can give, I would be just honored to be in the position to do so.
And why do you believe you're prepared for this? This is a trick question, so
well,
they can hear what you have to say.
I did work as a secretary for planning and zoning for the 2 years or so that I worked in the building inspection.
So you're familiar with the process?
I'm very familiar, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you be afraid to stand up and state a position contrary to the position of the board?
Would I be afraid of that? No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't be afraid to, but I wouldn't do so unless I was certain of the facts that stood behind my opinion.
Okay. Now, once you have stated that position, should you lose on that particular position, are you prepared to move forward as a colleague of the board?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. I think
okay.
We're all very level-headed, even-minded people, yes, and good people have different opinions, but we can all work together for sure.
Okay. I don't have any further questions for Kathleen. Would anybody on the commission have questions?
Oh, Kathleen, who owns the enforcement of the regulations of Kerry Beach? As far as the planning and zoning and building regulations?
John, our building inspector.
And so statutorily, who is the final say in anything regarding planning and zoning or ordinance issues in the town?
You, town council.
But before it gets to us, good point, and I agree, but in the town, as far as town staff.
Oh, sure.
Right, and so if out in town there's an issue between what P&Z is discussing or has passed and what the building inspector's interpretation of that is, how does that play out? Explain to me how that works out.
Say that, can you say that again?
So if planning and zoning either as one member or as the entire board disagrees with a current ordinance or the building inspector's interpretation of that ordinance, how does that work as a member of the P&Z board?
I'm not sure I understand your question. I'm thinking that it would go to the Board of Adjustment.
Okay, that's fine.
If if a property owner has a problem that P&Z and the building inspector can't...
Well, more if a citizen comes to P&Z or a member of P&Z, none of the rest of you guys, those guys are here, but about a decision of the building inspector or the inspections department, how do you handle that? Even if you disagree what the building inspector does, how is that handled at that level? I just want to understand your perspective of the authorities of the board, its job and role, and the building inspector's job and role, and the council's role.
If somebody comes to P&Z
to complain about something the building inspector's done,
well, then that has to move on to the Board of Adjustment, I think.
Okay. I agree. I want to understand, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Or out in public, if they want to complain to you as a board member of P&Z about a building inspection issue.
That is not something that I would want to discuss. I would say, well, then you need to take that to town council.
Or the Board of Adjustments, right?
Or the Board of Adjustments,
okay.
Of course.
Okay. That's the question I have.
Yes. Okay.
I do have one question, Kathleen. And I will say also I enjoy working with you a lot.
Yeah, thank you very much, John.
You made a comment in the form you filled out. It said, what days or times are you not available for stuff? And your comment was, with a 2 weeks notice. I know we all get busy in doing things. And when I was there, we didn't have an alternate all the time. Have you set your schedule with your other duties so that you can make the regularly scheduled planning and zoning meetings?
Yes.
Because I think it's important that...
Planning and zoning takes priority. Yeah, I've already told my employer, they know. Yeah.
Well,
and as a matter of fact, even on shorter notice, I just had to leave work early.
Because I do believe the alternate should be there such that if somebody has to come off and you step up, then
yep.
You follow the process.
Ready, willing, and able.
Okay.
Okay. Any others?
No, John got my question. You know, I'll go ahead and say this. A lot of people want to get on the board or as an alternate, then they realize how much time's involved, and then they realize they can't fulfill it, and it puts us in the bind or the P&Z board in the bind. So you answered my question.
Yeah, having been the secretary for planning and zoning, I was the one that had to keep attendance. I know the importance.
And you have any meetings you have without a quorum.
She knows I'm a stickler for attendance.
That's good.
Okay. Kathleen, the reason we ask these questions is because it is a very important position. And if there are no more questions for Kathleen, then what is the will of council?
I make a motion that we accept Kathleen Zielinski as the new alternate to the Planning and Zoning Commission for the town of Cherry Beach.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Go ahead.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Congratulations, Kathleen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for service to your town.
Everybody. Yeah. Thank you.
You bet. Community Center Committee. They're going to host Coffee with the Mayor in March, so it's usually a pretty good breakfast on that Saturday, if you're interested. Marketing Committee. No one from Marketing here today. Shoreline Access and Beach Protection Committee. Chairman Dennis.
Thank you for your patience, Dennis, while we bump you around.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioners. I'm here just to ask authority to go ahead and purchase some thank you signs. If you recall, the committee has been working to put together a sponsorship program for the back of the beach access signs, where we would open it up to various businesses and individuals to indicate their support of curing beaches and keeping them clean and safe. We are still working on that process of putting a policy in place with Nikki and on the sponsorship policy, but we would like to go forward with a portion of the sign And the portion, if you may recall, was the thank you for keeping our beaches clean and safe. So we had proposed to put a two-part sign up. One part would be the thank you for keeping our beaches clean and safe. The other would be the sponsorship portion. We would like to go ahead with the thank you portion. This would be signs on the east side, the beach facing portion of the access signs. We have a quote from Southern Signs that has provided these laminate signboards for $40 per sign. We're looking at 21 signs for a total price of $840. Okay. We then ask Public Works to install these as they have the other beach access signs.
Okay.
We have, I think, Mindy or Beth, we have a photograph, or we have it up here.
Yeah.
So this is what we were talking about. So it'll be the blue portion of the signs.
So will the bottom be blank? Is that sort of what?
The bottom, there would be two-piece signs. So we will, when we get a sponsor, once we have the program in place, we have approval to go forward with that, then we would offer various access sites. We're currently working on a tiered structure in terms of what it would cost to sponsor a sign at various access points. Some are more valuable access points for advertising. But we think it's a gentle reminder to people to keep our beaches clean. It's kind of like you know, our mothers, our significant others, our parents over the years who often give us a gentle reminder by saying, thank you for cleaning your room. So.
And then as if, excuse me, when a sponsor purchases the white part, puts up their name, their company, their logo, and 2 months from now they're going to have a big sale to open up the season, can they come back and doctor the sign and advertise things like that, or is it just...
Well, we're still working on the policy of exactly how we're going to do this. The intent is on a yearly basis they will be able to purchase that. So once they have it, it'll be up for a year. Okay. We're not going to be modifying things. And mostly, we just want to acknowledge that they're supporting the town and supporting our beaches.
Nikki's working on the policy now. I've taken a look at one of the first drafts. She'll be sending it out to all of us before we make a final decision if we even want to do the sponsorship. But the policy is very comprehensive and covers all the bases. They're working on some other stuff that's going conjunction with it.
We already have a sponsorship program for the golf course.
Yeah, it's all going to be
this golf course, yeah. So it'll all be consistent. But I like the signs. I like the fact that maybe somebody will take the diaper and put it in the garbage can instead of throw it on next to the car. Any questions for Dennis or any comments from council?
This is within their budget also. So.
Yes. Yes. We actually semi-approved this last year. We were just waiting for the others, but I understand the need to get these out. Get them ordered, get them out. So, what you will, council?
Make a motion we approve for the committee to purchase the thank you for keeping our beaches clean and safe signs.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you and the team for the good work there. Discussion and consideration of department head business. Administration, Mandy?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Building inspection department, John left, but he did provide his report, which will be attached to the minutes. Finance department, Arlen?
There's nothing for me.
Nothing? Okay. Except the financial report is attached for everyone to take a look at. Fire department, Chief Ed.
Very quick things. First up, thanks to the support of council, we're about midway through our promotional process. It's going very well. We should wrap up here in about 2 weeks. That's going very well, so thank you for that. And then lastly, we have our ISO inspection February 18th. It's a pretty big deal for the fire department. It's basically our 10-year audit to take a look at the grand scope of how we do things. So we're working on that currently, and I'll keep Councilman Lynn.
Now, based on that audit, I know we get a rating. That rating was excellent last time, but I think the next hit for another rating for a reduction is pretty significant. Is that
do I understand? Currently, we're in the top 28% of all fire departments as far as our ISO scale is. Any further reduction will not help the residential homeowners in their insurance, but it will assist commercial properties. So.
Okay. All right. Okay, you let us know how we can help you, Chief, or if there's anything you need before that audit, you just whistle.
Chief, have we been doing anything with fire hydrants in the last few weeks?
We have. We had a third party come in and do a 2-hydrant flow test to ensure that everything was wide open, good to go.
Well, someone asking it, I just wondered if we're doing anything more, can we tell people that work with Mandy to send something out so people know? Because they did not have markings on what they were when they were doing it, so people were a little, what's going on?
Okay, yeah, and we normally do that every February.
Right.
I'm scared to get back and get it in before the ISO, but okay. I'll certainly get a
just make sure she sends it out so that people know that we're testing. Thank you.
Okay, and Ed, looking at your report, you had a pretty busy month. Police Department, Chief Mike.
No.
Chief Bowden. Okay. However, Public Works.
Up to me already, huh?
Yep.
Okay, a few updates on the LDSI project, the stormwater assessment.
Yes.
Commissioner Hager talked to LDSI Friday the 17th, which was last Friday, and they told us that the work was complete, the field work is complete, but there will be coming back to next month's council meeting to give us the update and also their recommendations on anything that they found in the field or anything like that. So I'm really kind of waiting on LDSI for next month on that.
Okay. Now that was on A and B, areas A and B.
Yes, sir.
So they're pretty complete until we turn them on to the next section.
Yes, sir.
Well, okay.
Right. And we did talk with them and told them that we'd include that in the budgeting process. They're obviously interested in continuing on because it's to keep a project going, but we said that we would talk through that as we work through our budget process on what we would do next. Based on their evaluations in February, we may have projects we want to fund versus doing more studies to the rest of town according to what we find.
Right. Yes, sir. And also on the survey work, Underwood surveying is about 40% complete. We're doing the surveying back here. They should be done towards the end of January, which is coming up pretty soon. The ditch cleaning, TNX construction has completed the ditch cleaning. There's a couple little things that Public Works has to take care of on the spot lane as far as the taking care of the sand vents and stuff like that, which we are working on this week and will be completed. The GPS of the ditches. Can you guys pull this up? A couple months ago, Brad Rackley, one of my superintendents, spent about 2 days GPS and then pinpointing trouble spots on my two ditches. As you can see, he pinpointed quite a few areas. Some of them that you can notice had a picture on them. That's some of the spots that he thought that may need to be looked at eventually, but we have already gotten the ditches cleaned up so far, but we're going to continue on a monthly basis or quarterly basis, going around and GPSing and investigating the ditches and making sure that they stay clean. This is a really good tool that, you know, we can send to MOPSU and give them the coordinates and pictures and stuff like that, because a picture is worth 1,000 words to these people.
This will shorten our process dealing with MOPSU if we need work done immensely.
Yeah, so I'd just say for council and for the public, Commissioner Whitley pushed for this and worked with MOPSU very much to get us access, so really appreciated. And we just need to continue working through him with MOPSU so we have access. Is it now quarterly they're going to let us in? Or
yeah, we've been approved for quarterly walks of the ditches. And just as Jimmy said, if they notice that one of these flags up here, I think 381s, we used an example earlier, where there's a bend, we can say, we can send the coordinates specifically where that's located and say, this is where we all need to do work with photos, because they are so specific in what they want from us. This is going to, you know, we can have it in 2 minutes to them.
Right.
Exactly what the problem is, where it is. They can't give us any pushback. Here it is. This is what we need done.
Yeah. So appreciate your ideas, and it's definitely helping us. So nice job. And your work with Matsu.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's two more things I'd like to bring up to council. One is the water meter project, which is almost 99.9% complete. I think we have like 44 more meters to go. And last month's reading, when we went around and read them, we got 100% reading out of them. Uh-huh. So that was awesome. We saved 6 men, 3 days reading meters. So that's a big help, and I appreciate the council going for that. I really do. And one more thing is we got a stormwater audit by the state that which I've discussed with Councilman Hagler and you also. There will be steps, and I will have to get some of the town departments involved in this. But for right now, I discussed that we have to send out a letter for letting them know that we received a violation, which we have 30 days in to do that. And then we've got like, there'll be three or four different steps in this process that we'll have to take care of, which Public Works is working on it right now. And like I said, we got to send out the letter first. That'd be the very first thing we have to do for compliance. So,
right.
And out of, and it's pretty bad when they walk in, the first thing they tell you that they've went around 60 different towns and only one has been in compliance, so you know you're battling. The state's got where they want to back off on, I don't want to say this, giving out permits. We've got our universal stormwater, but they're kind of leaning back to where they don't want to do it, so we're sending a request to them.
Yeah, and so just for council on this, a couple of work streams are going to happen for us. One, Robin is working on the letter that will come to town hall for the mayor to sign by the end of, actually the 7th of February, so hopefully we'll get it at the end of this week.
I think we made it in today.
Yeah,
so
we'll work.
I do have it.
We'll work with town staff for that. That's the first thing. The next thing is to send back to the state our plan, which Public Works is working on, and we'll see at the February meeting. I assume we're not moving that one. I know we're moving the March one, but that's the next thing. And then after that, by the April meeting, they have to have the formal plan, which then they approve. One of the things that I think will come out of that, looking through all the details, is we will need to revamp our stormwater ordinance with some small changes, not huge changes. Public Works has to change their stormwater plan a bit. We've reached out to the one town that did pass, Newton, North Carolina, which is where I worked 3 years ago, so I know some people up there. And we're probably going to shamelessly steal huge portions from their plan so we don't have to rework, since it did get approved. And then my initial thoughts to council for you guys to think about, as we recreate the stormwater committee, all of the sub-permanent holders should be represented. So each of the homeowners associations that own ponds should have a representative because they own stormwater on that committee. And we're going to need to reach out to the homeowners associations. As of now, it appears that at least one homeowners association is out of compliance with their stormwater permit. Even though we didn't issue the permit, it's issued by the state. The state sees that as we should have took care of that, which is sort of weird for the state, but if the state says we got to do it, we need to do that. I did highlight that to that homeowners association back in July, and I'm told they're working on it, so it may be the state hasn't done their part. I'm not sure where they are, but one of the things that will change with our program is we'll be monitoring sub-permittees within the town limits, which means we'll be looking at, have you done your annual maintenance requirements and stuff like that? And that's why I want the homeowners associations having a representative, because they own the permit, but as we start doing what the state should have been doing, I want them to realize it's not because Curie Beach is being mean, but it's because we're being told by the state, it's your problem, so we're going to do it, but we'll get them involved. So you'll see some recommendations in February. I'm sure we'll talk about it at the breakout as well for our planning sessions, but this could be an issue for a lot of work from Public Works, just a heads up. And we'll try to incorporate in the budget session if it looks like it's going to cost money. Because Arlen's talked to us about the stormwater fee. And if we got to do more, we got to figure out where the money's coming from. And I think that's the place to look at it. So as we go through the budget process, any financial changes will be fed to Arlen so he can add it into the, hey, here's the stormwater fee issues that he's talked to us about last year.
David, it's my understanding that this is not something that we have changed, but is more a change in approach to regulations that has created this issue. I don't want the town to believe that there has been a lax approach to the management of the stormwater. We were managing the way we have managed and the way we have passed audits in the past. New view from the federal government and is forcing the state to a different condition, which forces us into a different condition. So we will go do the work and we'll do it accordingly and appropriately.
Well, I'd say that's our understanding, right? Mm-hmm. They don't say that, but that's what we understand. It's hard to figure out what the state does, but right. But we passed back in the summer, and then in December we didn't pass. And
exactly. Why
did they audit us again? I don't know. So something changed.
I actually have a state representative coming down tomorrow to help Public Works start working on our plan.
Excellent.
So, all the help state we can possibly get is greatly appreciated. So,
okay.
This guy's taking his time out of his busy day to come down here and discuss things with us. So.
Well, they better tell us what they need so we can give them what they want.
Absolutely. Tell us requirements, we'll meet them. That's what Curie Beach does.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
Jimmy, I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
When you read the water meters, are we riding around town doing that in a vehicle, or are we able to do it from most of it from one location? Or
we've been doing it riding around. I don't know the exact route that it takes right now, but it's been mainly just riding the town. It's been taking possibly about an hour and a half.
Fantastic! Great.
Read up.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy. Recreation Department, Nikki. What's the date?
February 15th.
What do we anticipate or expect?
Attendance-wise, it really varies depending on the temperature that day.
Range 1 to 3,000?
And if you never plunge, guys, I encourage you to plunge. I plunge.
I will pledge to back Allen to plunge.
I will, too.
Yeah.
If someone's drowning, I'll go in with them. But I'm not going another way.
Yeah, these guys plunge all the time in the fire department, unfortunately. Okay. Discussion and consideration of old business, additional signage for crosswalks. My particular view on this is we have four options that have been identified by the police department. These options range from $1,600 to $180,000, obviously, there's limitation to what we can, in fact, provide. I am willing, from my perspective, to at least make an effort to use the paddleboard, which may not be used at a cross-section, at an intersection, excuse me. Is that right, Mike? It may not be used at an intersection. So we would really only have two places we can use these, where the crosswalks are in the middle of the road and there's no turning left or turning right.
That's my understanding. It has to be at a mid-block crosswalk.
Okay.
So there's only two, I think it's at Curie Village or right after Curie
Cherry Village and the other down by the airbase.
Okay. At least as a beginning, I am willing to take a look at that $1,600 to make that effort.
Just the things that stand up in the middle of the road?
That's the
paddle
we
saw. That's the
paddle. A few of those have already disappeared from Carolina Beach. They've already been
knocked down. They're in the middle of an intersection.
I don't know. Did they disappear? Did they take them down because they were at turning intersections?
The one by Goodhops is gone.
Well, that's an intersection.
Somebody hit it.
That's an intersection.
That's an intersection.
When you was.
I was not texting at that moment.
That's right there.
Well, the intent is to call people's attention to. People generally stop at intersections. They may or they may take a look. When you don't have an intersection, it is to call the attention of the driver. I always say that a distracted driver is a problem. You got to look both ways, but perhaps it can catch somebody's attention. I don't know if anybody has any other views, but I am not willing to spend more money at this point in time to do more. Maybe the budget will demonstrate we can. But at this point in time, for the rest of the year, this is an unbudgeted item. So I'm open to discussion.
I'm in agreement with you. So are you saying there's somewhere where there's $1,600 that could use it, or are you making a motion or a feel that we take it out of the general fund?
Well, we would actually, I've talked to Arlen today, it would have to come out of general fund, $1,600. Because there is no place in budget where we are using this, and it is not part of the police budget either.
Right.
And the state will not pay for it.
Let's say you put these two up, $1,600, that's a lot of money, but you put these two up, are you going to get a stream of people coming in and say, why only those two?
Because those are the only two areas that don't have an intersection.
Well, it's the only two we can afford.
No, those are the only two that we are legally can put them at.
Well, you couldn't do the other stuff at the intersections either, right? The flashing lights and all that other stuff that's further in.
At an intersection, yeah, but you can't, but you have to. It's very detailed.
It's got to be integrated in with the stop signal at K, and then the one at E. What else do you have to do?
It would just be a flashing light on the side of the road. You can't have it in the middle of the road. The paddle board.
The middle of the road is the issue. Okay, because of the left turn. Okay.
Another option we can look at, and I'm looking at it now, we just purchased a speed limit sign to go to the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Speed limits.
I love it, too.
No,
I think the growth.
Not a fan.
I've already, forget what he says, I've
not
already got
more.
Good
letters. I don't know how fast I'm going to get to work.
They're very expensive, but we purchased one, and they're slowing people down quite a bit. Our guys like right tickets.
I've got a lot of feedback on that.
Oh, nice. So there.
I think it's great.
They do work, and I thought about putting one on K and then one on ET and coming into the 25 to hopefully slow people down where there's more traffic, pedestrian traffic. So that's another option for us, too.
Okay. So we're moving along. Any comments? What do you want to do with the paddles for now in prep for this coming year?
Can we put them out? Before the season, I wouldn't recommend putting them out now. Put them out before the season starts, and just in case they do get damaged.
Well, we have this. Does provide some spares.
Some spares. Okay.
So, I mean, if people steal them, we catch them.
I don't think people are stealing them.
I don't think so either. I mean,
they're kind of ugly.
If I'm gonna steal some, I'm gonna take the speed limit.
Nice.
Okay. So what? Does anybody want to offer a motion, or
make a motion? We make a transfer of $1,600 from the general fund to the police department for reflective signs in the two authorized crosswalks.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. All right. It's a start. Thank you, Chief Bowden. Discussion and consideration of new business, coastal storm damage reduction project.
Don't you love how that sounds? We finally got our numbers in from the contractor and the Corps of Engineers for our beach re-nourishment or coastal storm damage reduction. And The number is kind of small there on the screen, folks, but basically the Hurricane Florence hit us right before the bids went out. We were estimated we were going to get 452,000 cubic yards of sand. After the storm and resurveying, we ended up getting 824,216 yards of sand on our beaches. Total between Carolina and Curie Beach, we got over 1.8 million cubic yards of sand. So, good project. A lot of the money that was paid for this came from some storm, it's FCCE money, flood control coastal emergency money, which was not FEMA dollars, it was emergency dollars that we were able to get through the Corps of Engineers and their work, which saved us money. The way this system works is 65% is federal dollars, 17.5% is North Carolina tax dollars, and then the room occupancy tax or ROT dollars is 17.5%. We have to send them a dollar amount. It has to be paid in full. The money has to be in the bank with them before they start any project. So when this emergency money, FCCE money, came along, that actually reduced the amount of local share that we had to do because it come off the federal part, off the top. So we were able to send some money back to the state, and it's in our kitty for the next time we need it. So good project.
And as you mentioned before, our contribution there was zero. Came from the ROT taxes. Next item on new business is friend of the court and amicus brief. Now, I'm going to read you a couple things to let you know what's going on here. This is from Randy Sturgill, and it is to myself. I'm writing to make you aware of an opportunity to take action to protect your community from harmful seismic air gun blasting used to search for offshore oil and gas. If you, on behalf of Curie Beach, would like to take action to protect the Atlantic Ocean from the seismic air gun blasting, you may be able to engage in the ongoing Atlantic seismic litigation. As a friend of the court, known as an amicus curiae, and you'd have to help me if that's wrong, as a friend of the court, you would be providing information, expertise, and or insights on issues from the town's unique perspective, which may help the court determine whether permitting seismic air gun blasting in the Atlantic violates federal law. For example, on April 22nd, the court 2019, the court granted three North Carolina towns amicus status, meaning they could be considered friends of the court. That was Oak, Caswell, and Sunset Beach. In this action, which is a federal court action against a federal requirement in federal land, state has the first 12 miles, from 12 miles to 200 miles is the is federal property. The parties involved, the plaintiffs are South Carolina Coastal Conservation League, the Center for Biological Diversity, the Defenders of Wildlife, Natural Resources Defense Council, North Carolina Coastal Federation, and Oceana, 100 Miles, Sierra Club, and Surfrider Foundation. The defendant is the United States government and a subdivision of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Now, in going through this particularly significant document, it has come to our attention that should we join this as a friend of the court, there is a possibility that we may have fees to pay for this particular action against the federal government. What we do have, and what we have, and what we will be more than happy to share, is our town resolution against seismic testing and offshore drilling activities. Now, this has been signed and is part of the town documentations, and we are against this activity. However, as far as going against the federal government in the courtroom, I think that there are plenty of plaintiffs there who can take the necessary action. We'd be happy to support them in any way we can, but I cannot commit this town to a fiscal responsibility, particularly when I don't know what it will be. Andy, am I saying that correctly?
Correct.
Okay. Therefore, counsel, I'm telling you that it is my recommendation that we do not participate in the amicus, but that we do make sure that our resolution is understood and provided.
You plan on sending that to the gentleman?
Well, that is my intention to say,
I think that'd be good.
Based on the requirement and based on the size of the town, we really can't take on any monetary requirement to take on the federal government, but we certainly will state our position that we are in opposition to their activity.
I mean, I think that's appropriate. We should ask them, how much are you thinking is going to be for us town
right.
size? I'm interested in, you know, if they won't carry reach to pay for it all, that's crazy. But, you know, if they are needing money and support as a citizen, I think we should let our citizens know you can support this financially, because some of our citizens would very much want to, including me.
I mean, that's a fair point. My understanding from Andy is that there really is no way to determine what the actual cost could be, depending on the length of the trial,
correct.
The how often it may go to an appellate court or go beyond that.
Well, when we send a resolution, can you ask them, is there funding they would request and support without the town committing
an
open pocketbook?
Right? We certainly can do that.
And whether it's through the town or through our citizens having the opportunity, I think there are people in town that will support the work.
Okay.
And we should just give them the information.
Okay, so what I'm getting is that we have a motion that says provide the resolution and request what the financial obligations could be if we did participate.
And opportunities to support it yep. individually.
Okay.
We share that with our citizens.
All right.
Andy has something to say.
Yes, Andy.
I think if you have an opportunity to talk to these people that are interested in this case, if you talk up the fact that they would be far better served in contacting their representative and their senators and make it known that they are opposing this and want them to oppose it, that would go a lot further than planning and hoping on a court case. Because this is Trump's folly. This is his desire to allow this seismic testing, contrary to what Congress has told him. And I think if the senators and representatives are known to, I better vote for this. Otherwise, I won't be here next term. You'll get a lot further than relying on this case, because this case is kind of—it's put off until March just for a motion. It's going to drag on from now until God knows when.
I can see the only benefit to that is that it does freeze the action until, right? It does come to some degree of conclusion. But we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So we'll have a plan of action, and I will get busy on that. Reschedule the March Town Council meeting.
Yeah. If everything stays where it is, I will be flying to New York on March the 15th for that week. So I would like to move the meeting
to.
Yep. I prefer the week after.
I prefer the week before. Because I'll be gone the week after.
No.
Okay. Do we have a other time than that particular Monday? Well, how long are you going to be in New York?
3 days.
We'll be back when? On Friday?
No, I'm hoping I'll be back Wednesday night.
You'll be back Wednesday night?
I'm hoping, yeah.
So, and John, when do you leave?
The morning of the 18th, which is Wednesday.
Which is what day?
Wednesday.
Yeah, so.
And you will be gone how long?
February 4th.
Huh?
March
this is March.
Well, I mean, April the 4th.
Until April the 4th.
So then that's why he said the week before.
Okay. So I guess we would have to...
Do we have any budget stuff or any stuff in March scheduled yet, Earl?
Probably not. I mean, I'll go over that at the retreat, but probably the first budget meetings I would suggest for the month of April.
Okay. I was just trying to get it all together, right? I mean, is March 12th, that Thursday, okay?
It's okay with me.
I mean, I'm fine with any of them.
Right.
I've got 4 hours right now, so pick wherever, but March 12th.
Does March 12th work? Does March 12th work for all the gentlemen?
Right now, yeah. Make a motion we move the March meeting from March 16th to March 12th at 6 p.m.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
6 p.m., same.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Date? Reset. Okay. Mayor updates. I have one quick item that I want to bring forward to the council, and that is this pedestrian ad hoc committee. I would like to go ahead and get that formed, if council would support that. I would be looking at myself being a part of that committee. I believe that Joe has volunteered to be a part of that committee, or maybe not.
However I can serve.
Well, we can take a look at if anybody else is interested in that committee. And I know that I believe Mo wants to be part of that committee. So I would like to go ahead, get that going, and request members from the community.
I'd be real willing to serve, like from the bicycle perspective.
We're going to look at whatever we can do to make it safer, more pleasant, better for pedestrians and for maybe non-vehicular traffic in this town.
As long as it's on town property, not Motsi property.
Well, that's the intent. We're not trying to spend a lot of money to make the government wealthy. We will see what we can do with what we have. And we can do something. So
you need something for council?
I know it's an ad hoc committee. I would just like maybe consensus that you guys want to let this thing get started, because they will be bringing forward suggestions probably for planning and zoning and maybe for council itself. So if we can have consensus, we will go ahead and get that started. I'll work with Mandy and we'll work with Mo to start to look for people in the community that want to help make this happen.
I support
that.
Okay.
You look good. Yeah.
Okay, we have consensus, and we will go ahead and get going. Any commissioner items?
Not me.
Yeah, I just have one. So, for the family, thank you to all the departments that have supported our family during last week. Thank you for everybody else and the understanding.
Thank you. Thanks, David. Of course, town has lost a champion. How about anything with you, Alan?
No, sir, I have none.
Joseph?
No, sir.
Okay, I believe we do have a closed session for the evening. Therefore, we will...
Make a motion to go to closed session.
Make a motion to go to closed session. And a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. 100%. Okay, may I have a motion to return open session?
Make a motion to return open session.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, may I have a definition of what council has gone through in the last 20 minutes?
So a personnel matter was discussed with the fire chief department head, and guidance was given by council to the department head.
Okay.
All right. I'll second.
Make a motion to close.
Second.
I'll second that one too.
All in favor?
Aye. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.